Hello everyone. So I'll talk about just one, which is an open source robot I've just built recently. It's an autonomous mechanism wheel robot, and if you don't know what mechanism wheels, you're gonna see what it means. So if you're here today, you're probably gonna agree with these slides. Open source is cool, right? We can use open source packages, we can contribute to software, and that's really great. But the issue that we have with robotics is that often we develop software so that it can be put on hardware. And hardware is expensive. So I was working in autonomous driving, and unfortunately, they don't let you go back home with $500,000 robots so that you can try your own thing. So I had to build my own hardware so I can try things at home. And it can be quite expensive. If you check the famous TurtleBot, you have to spend at least $1,000 so that you can try a few things at home. So that's why I built just one. It's probably one of the cheapest small autonomous robots that you can build right now. You can do it even cheaper than that if you don't use the LiDAR, but I feel like it's a good thing to play around with a LiDAR so that you can learn what it does and how it is different from a camera. Plus, I was coming from a self-driving car that was using LiDAR, so it was not Tesla. So you can see the bill of materials over there. You end up with a robot which is $250, which is, yeah, once again, probably one of the cheapest ones you can find on the market. This is a bunch of packages, open source packages I'm using for just one. So it can be controlled manually and autonomously. I've used RTab SLAM for the autonomy, for the SLAM. Nav2, very well known as well, using ROS2 Jazzy, but trying a few other alternatives, probably CopperRS maybe in the future. And Foxglove for the data visualization, a really powerful tool that also helping you debug your data and check out your logs and things like that. This is a screenshot of, you can see the Foxglove UI with just one running autonomously and navigating across a very complex environment of suitcases over there. Really, really nice one. I have 2 minutes, and I can show you actually a demo of that. So this is just one. And those are mechanism wheels, so you can do things like that. You can basically move into all directions, rotate on yourself. And you can see the small LiDAR on top of it. It's only a 2D LiDAR, so it's only collecting in 2D. So it's really targeted for beginners in robotics. On my repo, I explain how to install Ubuntu on your Raspberry Pi, how to install ROS2, or to install everything, so it's really targeted for absolute beginners in robotics. Check out the repo. A few ideas I have for the future, of course, doing a Docker image, adding some wheel encoders that's going to help for SLAM, using both the camera and the LiDAR for SLAM. So at the moment, SLAM is only using the LiDAR, and you can combine it with cameras so it can be a bit more accurate. And working in simulation so it can be even cheaper for anyone that don't want to actually build the hardware. And that's it for me. Thanks a lot.